Section 3, Acceleration. The pitcher winds up. She throws. The ball speeds to the batter and crack, off the bat it goes. It's going, it's going, it's gone, a home run! Before falling beyond the fence, the softball went through several changes in its motion. It started moving from the pitcher's hand, sped up, stopped moving at the bat, changed direction, and eventually slowed down. Most examples of motion involve similar changes. In fact, it is rare for any motion to stay the same for very long. You can describe changes in motion in much the same way as you did when you learned how to describe motion in terms of speed and velocity. Acceleration in science. Consider a car stopped at a red light. When the light changes to green, the driver of the car gently steps on the accelerator. As a result, the car speeds up or accelerates. In everyday language, acceleration means speeding up. Acceleration has a more precise definition in science. Acceleration is the rate at which velocity changes. Recall that velocity is two components, speed and direction. Acceleration involves a change in either of these components. In science, acceleration refers to increasing speed, decreasing speed, or changing direction. Increasing speed. Anytime the speed of an object increases, the object experiences acceleration. Can you think of examples of acceleration? A softball accelerates when the pitcher throws it, and again when a bat hits it. A car that begins to move from a stopped position or speeds up to pass another car is accelerating. People can experience acceleration as well. The runners in Figure 10 increase their speed to sprint down the track. A figure skater will accelerate as he speeds up before jumping into the air. Similarly, a gymnast might accelerate as she runs into a tumbling routine. You accelerate as you speed up to catch the bus for school. Decreasing speed. Just as objects can speed up, they can also slow down. Motion in which speed decreases is also considered acceleration in science. This change in speed is sometimes called deceleration or negative acceleration. Can you think of examples of deceleration? A softball decelerates as it rolls to a stop. A car decelerates when it comes to a stop at a red light. A jet decelerates as it lands on an aircraft carrier. The diver in Figure 10 decelerates as he travels through the water. Changing direction. A car on a highway may be traveling at a constant speed. Thus, you may be tempted to conclude that it is not accelerating. Recall, however, that velocity involves both speed and direction. Therefore, an object can be accelerating even if its speed is constant. The car, for example, will be accelerating if it follows a gentle curve in the road or changes lanes. The skaters in Figure 10 accelerate as they round the turns on the track. Many objects continuously change direction without changing speed. The simplest example of this type of motion is circular motion, or motion along a circular path. The seats on the Ferris wheel accelerate because they move in a circle. In a similar way, the moon accelerates because it is continuously changing direction. Just as Earth revolves around the sun, the moon revolves around Earth. Another object that continuously accelerates is an artificial satellite orbiting the Earth. Calculating acceleration. Acceleration describes the rate at which velocity changes. To determine the acceleration of an object, you must calculate the change in velocity during each unit of time. This is summarized by the following formula. Acceleration equals final velocity minus initial velocity divided by time. If velocity is measured in meters per second and time is measured in seconds, the unit of acceleration is meters per second per second. This unit is written as meters per second squared. This unit may sound peculiar at first, but acceleration is the change in velocity per unit of time, and velocity is the change in distance per unit of time. Therefore, acceleration has two units of time. Suppose velocity is measured in kilometers per hour and time is measured in hours. Then the unit of acceleration becomes kilometers per hour, or kilometers per hour squared. If the object's speed and direction change by the same amount during each unit of time, the acceleration at any time during its motion is the same. If, however, the acceleration varies, you can describe only the average acceleration. For an object moving without changing direction, the acceleration of the object is the change in its speed during one unit of time. Consider, for example, a small airplane moving on a runway. The speed of the airplane at the end of the first 5 seconds of its motion is shown in Figure 12. To calculate the acceleration of the airplane, you must first subtract the initial speed, 0 meters per second, from the final speed, 40 meters per second. This gives the change in speed, 40 meters per second. Then divide the change in speed by the time, 5 seconds. The acceleration is 40 meters per second divided by 5 seconds, which is 8 meters per second squared. The acceleration tells you how the speed of the airplane in Figure 12 changes during each second. Notice that after each interval of 1 second, the speed of the airplane is 8 meters per second greater than the previous interval. So after 1 second, its speed is 8 meters per second. After 2 seconds, its speed is 8 meters per second plus 8 meters per second, or 16 meters per second, and so on. Since the acceleration of the airplane does not change during the 5 seconds, you can use this formula for any time interval during the 5 seconds. Try it. Graphing acceleration. You can use a graph to analyze the motion of an object that is accelerating. Figure 13 shows the data for an object that is accelerating at 10 meters per second squared. The graph showing speed versus time is a slanted straight line. The straight line shows that acceleration is constant. For every increase of 1 second, the speed increases by 10 meters per second. Thus, the graphed line rises the same amount each second. If the object accelerated by a different amount each second, the graph would not be a straight line. The graph of distance versus time is a curved line. This tells you that the distance traveled by the accelerating object varies each second. As the speed increases, the graph curves upward.